KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 70. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Right now, it's 84.
This is Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The ethanol industry is showing continuing signs of recovery, but it cites unprecedented pandemic demand loss and arguing for federal help. When gasoline demand plummeted, ethanol demand plummeted, but now both are recovering. The Renewable Fuel Association head, Jeff Cooper, said ethanol production is still off 20% from last year.
We do still have about three dozen ethanol facilities offline today. So, you know, still a good number of plants are shuttered. But we have seen some bounce back and some recovery from the low point in April.
It's unclear when and if consumption will return to normal.
Will we see a second round of state shutdowns or shelter-in-place orders? If that occurs, it could be absolutely devastating for the industry.
Several states and cities have slowed or reversed reopenings amid renewed virus outbreaks, but the latest record jobs number, retail sales nationally, could boost fuel demand. Still, Cooper says ethanol demand is expected to off as much as 3.5 billion gallons this year from COVID-19. As for corn,
we're expecting a billion to a billion and a half bushels less of corn will be processed into ethanol this marketing year. And that's just a substantial hit to the farmers who count on a robust ethanol industry to help support prices and demand in their local markets.
Cooper says there's never been a demand hit of this magnitude in such a short period, on top of earlier losses to EPA waivers to small oil refiners.
That's why we continue to appeal to Congress for consideration as a fourth stimulus package comes together, hopefully after the Independence Day holiday.
Ethanol and oil were both left out of the earlier COVID-19 stimulus packages, while the recently House-passed HEROES Act did include help for biorefiners, raising hopes any new House-Senate deal might include that help as well. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As many sporting events across the state of Kansas begin to occur again during the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment warns that that's a perfect place for the virus to spread.
We have two outbreaks that have occurred this week, and we've barely even started into this increased sporting activity. So practice the fundamentals. When you go to these events, have as much distance as possible, wash hands, wear masks, and stay home if you're ill. If you pull into a parking lot and you cannot find a place to park, that is a clue that you shouldn't be there.
In other news, an 18-year-old male has died after an accident involving a motorcycle in Winfield over the weekend. KWCH reports the incident happened around 10 p.m. when a 26-year-old woman in an SUV crossed the center line and struck the motorcycle. The motorcycle driver was pronounced dead at the scene and was wearing their helmet. The incident is currently being investigated by law enforcement in Cowley County. Mid-America Network News.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Some Kansas State athletes have been protesting over an insensitive tweet by a student about the death of George Floyd. The Wichita Eagle reports that those attending the rally in Manhattan, Kansas on Saturday said the university's administration promised to address racial injustice at the school did not go far enough. Student Jaden McNeil's tweet last month led to an uproar among students, with several football players and other athletes threatening to boycott if the university didn't take any action. The school responded by launching a diversity and education fund to support initiatives, but said it would be unlawful to expel McNeil. And authorities say two men have been killed in separate shootings in Kansas City over the weekend, as police identified the victims in a news release as 27-year-old Edwin Pinto and 34-year-old Dennis Barnett. The release said that officers found Pinto dead while responding to a shooting call overnight on Sunday. Barnett was found about 2 hours later as officers responded to another shooting call. Police say the shootings are currently under investigation and no suspect information has yet been released. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a post-4th of July weekend Monday.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The state of Nebraska reported 167 new coronavirus cases yesterday to give the state 19,827 total cases since the outbreak began. The Nebraska State Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday the number of deaths linked to coronavirus in the state remained at 284. State officials say 43% of Nebraska's hospital beds, 53% of intensive care beds, and 81% of ventilators in the state remained available as of yesterday. A 41-year-old man died after he was wounded by gunfire while driving in North Omaha early yesterday. Police say they found the man inside of a car that crashed shortly before 2 o'clock yesterday morning. Police say Abdu Walker died at the scene of the crash. Police later located another man with gunshot wounds who said he had been in the car with Walker and fled after the crash. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Citing enforceability and potential liability challenges, Marshall County Commissioners in special meeting Friday morning unanimously adopted a resolution exempting mandate, but strongly recommending wearing a face mask in public. The response to an executive order issued earlier last week from the governor, County Health Officer John Ryan, said that while the mandate was good health-wise, he did concur that considering the downside of liability, one has to weigh the risks. Considerable focus was on business impact, and while Ryan recommended that employers recommend use of masks for employees, it should perhaps be up to the business whether or not they require customers to comply. He noted that commissioners have the flexibility to modify the order. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes said that the easiest prevention measure is masks. She highlighted social distancing challenges as schools make plans to reopen, adding sports and kids' habits among concerns. Her comment was that a mandate could be challenging in reopening schools and the impact on the local economy. Rhodes urged commissioners to get on the same page with the same message. Multiple county agencies had heard calls for clarification from residents. The county attorney, sheriff, and county councilor all agreed that enforcement could become an issue as the matter is considered a civil case. Tim Ackerman indicated that his officers could not be called to enforce or investigate individual complaints, and attorneys agreed that filing cases was not a realistic use of time and resources, noting that Marshall County has experienced just two positive cases thus far, and that the public has been diligent in being cautious. Commissioners adopted the resolution, effective immediately, that the governor's executive order on masks not apply, and that no business, municipality, or organization shall be required, but are strongly encouraged to adopt appropriate protection measures for the safety of the public. Noting disagreements that have already been reported, it was further consensus that people should be mutually respectful and considerate of others. Washington and Nemaha County commissioners had met Thursday last week and also voted to opt out of the mandate, also citing strong recommendations for use of masks for public safety. Marshall County commissioners at their meeting last Monday passed a resolution to participate in distribution of approximately $1.9 million in round one distribution of the federal dollars for the Coronavirus Relief Fund. A task committee has been established to assist commissioners on how to best distribute the money. Committee will consist of Sammy Jackson, Bill Swinneman Jr., Leslie Jeter, Jamie Ellenbecker, Ray Lisher, and Derek Heinen in order to begin the process of safely, strategically, and proactively providing communities the resources they need to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 and invest in long-term economic recovery. Partnership for Growth met with the board to update the grant. They received four applications for assistance. Deadline to submit applications for business assistance is July 10th. The deadline may need to be extended. Ellen Barber will keep the board updated on progress. Special Counsel James Neal with NextEra Energy reported he'll meet back with the board in 2 weeks, July 13th, from 1 until 3, and plans to be available for about an hour after his scheduled time. He'll be in the courthouse and answer patron questions. The board authorized the county treasurer to transfer just over $3 million from the county general into the newly established capital improvements fund and $282,000 from county general to the newly established risk management fund. Washington County will receive over $1 million in federal funding for coronavirus relief. The money to be used for COVID-19-related expenses, such as payroll reimbursement, future safety projects, and local business funding for those who did not receive PPP loans. Commissioners will oversee distribution. Cities and schools are eligible. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Monday. Nancy Gafford with the Rural Development Association and Daryl Coleman with USD 115 were at a public hearing to consider renewal of the Nemaha County Neighborhood Revitalization Program. Coleman thought this was a valuable program for the county and taxing entities under the county. No other public comments were noted. Commissioners signed the declaration as presented. County attorney will prepare a draft of the resolution needed for the SPARK program to commissioners for review. Nemaha County is to receive over $2 million in funding. Counties have until August 15th to submit plans for spending the funds. Proceeds not spent by the end of December need to be returned. Three rounds of funding will be provided. Amounts are based on county population, number of COVID-19 cases, and county unemployment rates. Search efforts for a missing Beatrice man continued over the weekend in Otoe County, Nebraska, near Palmyra, where a possible cell phone signal may have been traced. Mark Swarthout, age 56, of Beatrice, has been missing since June 23rd. His vehicle is listed as a black 2012 Dodge Ram pickup, tag number 33589A. Anyone with information on his recent whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Dallas L. Stout, age 82, of Manhattan, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dallas Stout.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The annual Marshall County Fair is still a go and will begin with the horse show Thursday, July 16th. Entries will be accepted Friday evening with livestock judging and red dirt rendezvous Friday at 7. Stock shows and more Saturday with exhibits in place. Rewind Band is live Saturday evening at 7. Stock shows continue Sunday. The annual fair parade begins at 6 with a petting zoo and pony rides on the grounds and Savannah Chestnut live Sunday evening at 8. Monday activities include Round Robin at 3. The fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public at 6, followed by the livestock auction at 7. No carnival, church food stand, demo derby, or figure eight races this year. But the fun continues with the Marshall County Fair, July 17th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. Watch and listen for more updates and find them on Facebook for the Marshall County Fair.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We still have this upper-level ridge across the Midwest bringing warm temperatures out there. We'll continue to see temperatures in the upper 80s and into the 90s as we head through the week. Just maybe some spotty storms this afternoon, but it looks like dry weather Tuesday into Wednesday before another frontal system will bring us chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, sunny, isolated storms this afternoon, upper 80s around 90. Tonight, clear, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 70. For Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-90s. Wednesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows at 70 degrees. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This weekend is the start of the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, including the expanded miniatures collection. Register for prizes and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. You won't want to miss the biggest keepsake event ever at Reflections 9 to 5 Saturday and 1 to 5 Sunday.
Average high temperature early July, 90. Recent record high, 101 in 1991. The average low 67 and the record low 56 set in 2006. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The heat of summer may not be fit for a dog, but that's not how dog days got their name. We will take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 6th, the 188th day of the year. Former President George W. Bush celebrates a birthday, and baseball's first All-Star game was played on this day in 1933. These are officially the dog days of summer, which occur between July 3rd and August 11th. But the name has nothing to do with man's best friend. Dog is a reference to the star Sirius, located in the constellation Canis Major, a mythological hunting dog belonging to Orion the Hunter. The dog star aligns with the sun in midsummer, July 23rd to be precise. And because ancient Romans presumed the conjunction of the sun and the bright star produced additional heat, 20 days on either side of the solar alignment became known forever as summer's dog days. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. KU football has decided to suspend their voluntary workouts that due to an increase in the number of coronavirus cases within the program. Of 16 positive student athletes, KWCH-TV reports 12 of them have come from the football program. There was only one case in the program back on June 20th. The athletic department now requiring all football student athletes and staff to self-quarantine for 14 days. All other KU sports will continue their voluntary workouts. Four Atlanta Braves players have tested positive for coronavirus. Here's Carolyn Mano with the story.
We know that two of the Braves players that were mentioned today were asymptomatic and two were exhibiting symptoms. And first baseman Freddie Freeman was in that second group that's exhibiting a fever. He's said to be down for the count for the foreseeable future.
Premier reliever Will Smith, the other positive test. Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The NFL's Redskins are discussing it, and now Major League Baseball's Indians are talking about it. Could controversial team nicknames and logos be replaced? Cleveland manager Terry Francona says the Indians should consider a new name. More from correspondent Bill Michaels.
The American League team has been called the Indians since 1915. On Friday, Cleveland released a statement saying it was committed to determine a best path forward with regards to the team name. The move came hours after the NFL's Washington Redskins announced plans to review their contentious logo and nickname. Cleveland manager Terry Francona says the time is right for a change.
I'm glad that we're going to be open to listening, because I think that's probably the most important thing right now, is being willing to listen, not necessarily just talk.
Last year, the Indians removed the much-criticized Chief Wahoo logo from their game day caps and jerseys. I'm Bill Michaels.
And I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team split a pair with Riley on Friday, losing the opener 6-0 and winning nightcap 8-2. Marysville Legion Post will host Sabetha games at 6 and 8 Tuesday at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need, from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor quality premium paints and primers. Spectro color matching and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Like new priced right, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2019 Buick Enclave Essence in on trade. Three Chevy Equinox to choose from, 2017, 2016, and 2012 models. They have a 2012 GMC Acadia all-wheel drive and a 2011 Buick Regal. Priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit CopelandInsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Take a green micro break to improve focus, increase productivity, and battle stress and mental fatigue. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A walk in nature is a great way to combat stress and improve your health and well-being. But not everyone has convenient access or sufficient time to visit natural spaces when feeling overwhelmed by work and life. Research found that even looking out a window at natural scenery for just 40 seconds helps us focus and stay alert. And just looking at the color green can boost creativity. But what if you don't have a window or view of nature? Other research found that looking at pictures of nature for 10 minutes helps improve cognitive performance. Consider adding pictures of forests, the countryside, and greenery to your workplace and home. Then take a few minutes, sit back, and enjoy the view. You'll be surprised at how refreshed you feel. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may have heard of the Golden Spike, driven to link the first transcontinental railroad in northern Utah. The second such transcontinental route traverses the southern U.S., and that line passed on Kinley's property. It's provided a treasure trove of artifacts that tell quite a story. It's next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I recently had a chance to explore part of Kinley Coyne's property outside of Sanderson, Texas. He loves history, and his land holds many remnants of the important rail line that passed here.
This was all done with men's backs and hands. I mean, yeah, they had some dynamite and stuff, but, I mean, look at that.
The Southern Transcontinental Railroad was completed in 1883. It was that line that passed here on Kinley's property. It was a very noteworthy route linking the two coasts.
This was the second one that spanned from California to Houston and then on to Florida. Originally, this was the GHSNA. It's changed names several times. It changed to the Sunset Limited and then eventually Southern Pacific, and now it's Union Pacific.
The terrain was rough. Crews worked long hours to traverse the lows and highs.
There are several canyons in this limestone country, and the railroad basically had to traverse each one of them. So they would set up camps, and they would sit here and camp and build bridges and cutouts in the hills.
You can find the piers of those old train trestles. The stone remains, but the wooden structures are now gone. A newer line nearby replaced some of the old cuts through these canyons. Kinley still finds artifacts left behind by those construction crews. Interestingly, the curves and bridges on his ranch held another distinction.
All the locals call it Train Robber Canyon because this is where our most famous train robberies took place.
That robbery is still well known, not just because of a train holdup, but also because the robbery was thwarted by one of Southern Pacific's employees. You won't want to miss the wild story of how the crew got the upper hand. It's next time as we travel the countryside. Near Sanderson, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of antiques and collectibles, including furniture, whole pottery, glassware, collectibles, and household items for the Donald and Barbara Stewart estate. Saturday, July 11th, sale begins at 10 a.m. inside the 4-H building on the Marshall County Fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Selling furniture items, including a curved glass drop front secretary, high safe hutch, oak padded seat rocker, 42-inch flat screen TV, chests of drawers, 100 pieces of whole pottery, Roseville and Weller pottery, lots of hand-sewn quilts, glassware, dishes, primitives, kitchen items, and other items, including a 3/4-size billiard table. Stewarts were avid auction-goers over 25 years and have many collectibles. This antique and collectible auction for the Donald and Barbara Stewart estate, Saturday, July 11th, begins at 10 a.m. inside the 4-H building on the Marshall County Fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Farms large and small are embracing e-commerce to sell their products. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you fully understand the system that you choose as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Food and agricultural products direct to the consumer through e-commerce is on the rise as people would rather stay home and order online than venture into a brick-and-mortar store. If you'd like to set up an internet sales presence, there's a lot to consider. Brian Moyer is an educational program associate at Penn State University. He says there are numerous e-commerce platforms that have been designed specifically for agricultural, farm, and food business models. The system you choose should fit your specific requirements. Not everyone needs a complex e-commerce site.
Maybe depending on the products that they're offering, they're just doing email orders. They maybe have an email newsletter, and you can email me your order, and they're just keeping track of it in a spreadsheet. Also, how tech savvy are you? There's systems you can look at that you can create your own online presence, which gives you more control, but obviously takes a lot longer to do, and there's no tech support.
When comparing e-commerce platforms, analyze the cost with the return on investment. Look for features that are important to you and how easy it would be to use.
Does it track inventory? It gives you a warning when you're running out of something. These kinds of things. And then also find some folks to just test it out to make sure that everything works properly, because it would be, you know, a chaotic kind of nightmare if you all of a sudden say, all right, everything's entered, let's go live. And then people start ordering and you start finding where things don't work and creates bottlenecks.
Make sure that your site will work on mobile devices. Moyer says the customer experience has to be easy and convenient or you'll lose out on sales. Learn more about setting up an e-commerce system at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. most important thing in my life is my relationships with my family, my friends, my coworkers, and most importantly, with God. But do you ever think about your relationship with money? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. All of us relate to money in some way. It becomes unhealthy when you start to form an attachment to it. Maybe you see it as a security blanket, and it leads you to fearfully hoard just in case. Or you may use money to create a moment of temporary happiness, and you suddenly find yourself spending with reckless abandon. You know, it's funny. In our relationships with people, we strive for emotional connection. In our relationship with money, we should want just the opposite. If you find yourself making an emotional connection to money, you're in for a world of discontentment. So here's some advice. Save your emotional connections for your relationships with God and with others. And instead, use your money as a tool to live out your faith.
Optimism surfaces following a pandemic-induced collapse of dairy prices. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
As the 2020 growing season progresses, the Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers to be aware of bees and other insect pollinators when applying pesticides. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Areas treated with pesticides may have blooming flowers that attract insect pollinators. Most pesticides can be used safely around honeybees and other insect pollinators as long as label directions and stewardship practices are followed. Proper pesticide use starts with reading and following the product label. The use of integrated pest management and good stewardship practices will help to reduce potential pesticide exposure or harm to insect pollinators.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Even before the coronavirus, overproduction had driven dairy prices to unprofitable levels. And during the pandemic, the market bottomed out as demand plummeted and supply chains fell apart. But a recovery is underway, according to Peter Vitaliano, chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation.
With the direct payments and all of the other actions that have actually improved the market price outlook, there are going to be a number of farmers that are going to say, hey, I've survived this. It looked terrible. I was worried and I'm going to be very cautious. I say I'm seeing it in the cow numbers that farmers are expecting better times. That's already been signaled by the extraordinary behavior of the cash markets, not only in cheese, but also butter. And so I think they're anticipating that they're going to be able to get back to more normal operations sooner than it looked like just a few months ago.
Vitaliano believes demand recovery will be slow in the food service and restaurant sectors, though.
I think farmers are expecting there to be better prices sooner rather than later. And many of them basically want to be positioned to continue their normal expansion of production when that occurs.
Vitaliano appeared on the Dairy Defined podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Monday, Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest update brought to you by Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, U.S. Custom Harvesters, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Let's take a look around the state of Kansas. We checked in with a few harvesters as well as co-ops in a few counties, including Mike Jordan, who farms in the Beloit area in Mitchell County. Started harvest last week. Usually by now, Jordan is wrapping up, but due to the 3 to 7 inches of rain in the county, he was forced to push back harvest until the fields were able to dry out. That caused many further farmers delay as well. We were looking at protein levels showing anywhere from 11.5 to 12.4%, which was below from last year. This year's crop is slow maturing. Most ideal time to harvest would have been right around July 4th. Yields are ranging from 32 to 58 bushels per acre in the area. The varieties he chose this year are yielding very similar, with test weights ranging from 56 to 61 pounds per bushel. Mike McClellan of Plainville in the Rooks County started harvest back near the 1st of July. In a normal year, they start as early as June 20th.
20th, but again, high moisture levels kept them out of the fields. Protein levels around 10.5 to 13.5%. From the seed of the combine, McClellan reports average low yields. This has been a strange year for the part of the state he had mentioned due to weather, as they were forced with freezing weather, high temperatures, and moisture this year. Though he says his varieties this year are producing average yields. Jack Farber with Frontier Ag and Collier in Trigo County reports that they took in their first load on the end of June. Harvest was delayed by the rain. They've taken in about 400,000 bushels, and yields are low, anywhere from 30 to 65 bushels per acre. Proteins have ranged from a low 9% to the high to mid-15s. The area is about halfway done with harvest. They were a little bit delayed with the late last week fog as well as moisture. This entire crop year, he had mentioned, has been a challenge, as much of the wheat didn't emerge until late February in that region. This will be an average year, much lower than last year's record-setting harvest. Tim Speck with your latest 2020 summer harvest update here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association and National Farmers Union, along with 11 other groups, sent a letter to the Senate Ag Committee requesting a hearing on livestock mandatory price reporting reauthorization. The livestock mandatory reporting rule was first established in 1999. It mandates price reporting for cattle, boxed beef, swine, and lamb. It's reauthorized every 5 years. The current program is set to expire on September 30th. The 13 groups say it represents an opportunity to make meaningful change to the program to increase transparency and true price discovery. According to a 2019 Congressional Research Service report, a common mistake among industry stakeholders is the low volume of negotiated purchases and a parallel trend towards increasing formula purchases or other marketing arrangements. Other concerns they have include confidentiality and lack of clarity on how transactions are categorized in reports. The USCA and other groups strongly urge Senate Ag Committee to examine all available solutions to the current marketing factors depressing livestock prices and the increasing consolidation facing the U.S. cattle industry. They say the industry is running out of time to work towards a positive reauthorization to the program. The USCA says the livestock industry requires bold leadership to realign the marketplace with its fundamentals, and that starts, they say, with modernizing the livestock mandatory reporting program. The American Soybean Association jumping into the debate under the 52 gap year small refiner exemption request currently before the EPA. They're asking the agency to immediately reject the pending retroactive small refiner exemption petitions and stand with U.S. soybean growers in support of the renewable fuel standard. In a letter to EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler, the ASA is asking him to apply the U.S. Court of Appeals 10th Circuit ruling on exemptions to small refiners whose temporary exemptions had lapsed earlier to all pending SRE petitions, including those 52 retroactive ones. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to review some of the numbers that came out in the end of June planted acreage report and some comments from traders at the Chicago Board of Trade. After this message, if you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Last week, the USDA issued some interesting numbers, planted acreage report, giving the actuality of what happened from the March intentions report. And then there were also stocks of grains and other information that traders and producers found interesting. And so let me share with you some of the interesting reactions that I get every time one of those reports comes out from the analysts and traders at the Chicago Board of Trade. First of all, the numbers, the big numbers, that is, farmers planted 92 million acres of corn and 83.8 million acres of soybeans this spring. And both of those numbers came in below the expectations. And the USDA also reported June 1st corn stocks at 5,224 million bushels. And that number was above the highest in the range of trade estimates. But I always find the comments from traders and investors interesting. Let me share some of them with you this week. Jack Scoville, an analyst with Price Futures Group, said the stocks report was actually a little bit negative, but nobody cared because the plantings report was so dramatically positive. It lower than expected corn and soybean acreage, a combination of lower prices and no real prospects for demand to improve over the coming year with crude oil in the tank and coronavirus and trade. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX, said, quote, "It would suggest that farmers, as their finances are tightening up, were more conservative than normal in planting this year's crops. Normally, we would have expected them to be as aggressive as possible." The comment from Ted Seifried, who is chief ag market strategist with the Zahner Group, "To have such a drop in corn acres and not have an increase in soy acres is what's driving the market now. We were planting into peak fear. There was poor pricing, poor outlook in the market, farmers unable to get stuff when they needed it, some guys not able to get into the fields, and we were in the middle of the pandemic. We didn't have this big push to really get out there and get things in the ground." Terry Riley, senior analyst with Futures International, said, "It's an incredibly low number for the eight major crops. A lot of these producers just planted less. Maybe some of these producers are considering the U.S.-China trade spat this year. Maybe they don't want to get caught up with too much grain on hand with the strength or lack of strength in the market." Some of the comments and reactions to the planted acreage report, that's National Farm Report, brought to you Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Used round balers can still be had for a good price. There are plenty out there, so stay tuned on what to look for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Well into haying season, but this is still a good time to buy a late model used round baler. Dave Mowitz is the machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says their value at auction is at the lowest point of the year, up to a 40% discount, and there is a good supply of two-year-old balers sitting on dealers' lots. Sales of new round balers were strong in 2018, and now some of them are coming in on trade.
If you find a 2018 or 2019 or 17 baler with low bales on it, and it's sitting in a dealer's lot, call them up, start negotiating. They'll probably want to move it out because he knows he may be sitting on that baler for another 4, 5, 6 months till December, maybe even longer.
Consider how you want the baler equipped because the number of bells and whistles on the machine will affect the value. This includes deluxe net wrap systems, high-profile tires, various pre-cut knife systems, and specialty crop variations such as for silage. Before you buy, do an inspection of the baler, especially the belts, so you have an indication of its usage.
Balers have bale counters. However, just always double-check the belts for wear. If you think somebody's been screwing with the bale counter, pull back the belts on the side and look at the carriage bolts inside. If they're worn way down, you know that unit's put out a lot of bales. We're talking maybe 10, 15, 20,000 bales.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about price comparisons of late model round balers and learn how to get two free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network in for Sam Speck. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we see some positive gains when it comes to your grains, today soybeans look the same way. Livestock looks to be green pretty much mostly across the board. August live cattle right now is up 70 cents to 100 even and 10 cents. October live cattle up 127 to 103.95. In December sitting 97 cents higher to 106. And 90 cents. In the feeder cattle for August, up 92 cents right now to 135.80. And September, up 102 currently to 136.87. And October, sitting 87 cents in the green to 137.57. Lean hog, same story here. Quarter up right now for July to 44.97. And August, up 15 cents to 49.35. In the soybeans, we see green mostly across the board here. So some nice growth to start off a Monday. July soybeans up 4.5 to 8.97 even. August up 7.25 to 8.98.5. Over in the soybean meal for July, up 190 to 2.95.40. In August, up 122 to 97.50. Soybean oil, we do see green here, 52 cents higher to 28.48. August is up 48 cents to 28.57. And September up 48 cents to 28.75. In the grains, we see mostly green across the board here. July corn is up 4 points to 346.5. September corn up 2.5 to 346.25. July wheat was up, down right now 3/4 to 489.25. September wheat up 1.5 to 493.5. With KC wheat for July sitting 7 points higher to 434.25. With September wheat up 5.5 to 439.5. So nice green mostly across the board today for all the markets, but a little bit different story when it comes to your energy market. August crude oil is down a penny right now to 40.64. Unleaded gas was down a penny to 124, and heating oil up a penny to 124. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you.
with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The only station was 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.
Here's the